Welcome to the Tips for Homeschool Science Show, where we're breaking down the lofty ideals of teaching science into building blocks you can use in your homeschool. I'm Paige Hudson, and for season four of this podcast, we are working through the four stages of teaching science to help you create a roadmap for your homeschooling journey. In our last episode, we chatted about the three goals for high school science: to meet the requirements for graduation, to share the key principles and laws of science, and to think about the things that they're learning. Today, we're going to chat about the tools you can use to reach these goals. But before we go into the components, though, I wanted to share a quick word about using outside sources to teach science in high school. Some of you may find that the best option for your student is to choose an online course or class at your local school to meet your high schooler's need. And I want to let you know that that's perfectly fine to do. It doesn't make you less of a homeschooler. In fact, in some cases, it might even be a better option for your student. I know that's strange for me to say, especially given that we're talking about high school science and that we offer high school science programs. But there's a lot of freedom in homeschooling, and you know what's best for your unique situation. The ultimate goal of homeschooling is to do what's best for your student and to give them what they need to succeed. So let's chat about the tools you can use when you teach science at home. How much and how many of these you will use really depends upon what the student wants to do in the future. For now, I just want to give you a picture of the options you have, and we'll discuss what it can look like in next week's episode. As I said last week, I really believe that all students should take at least 2 years of science in high school. Science is beneficial for training the brain to think logically and critically, as well as giving every student a healthy awareness about the world around them. However, by the time a student reaches the high school years, he or she is starting to get a clearer picture of what he or she would like to do. If your student is scientifically inclined, his or her curriculum should contain most, if not all, of the tools suggested below. If your student is not, the first two tools should be more than enough to meet your goals with these years. So for science during the high school years, you have five possible tools at your disposal: textbooks with experiments, exams, events in science, an in-depth science project, and research papers. Let's take a closer look at each of these components. First, we have textbooks with experiments. High school students need to study science from a standard high school textbook. Ones like CK12, Campbell's, Prentice Hall, Science Matters, and other options that are out there. The idea is that they'll use this textbook to learn about a discipline per year by reading through sections or chapters each week. You can have them take notes as they read through each portion and answer discussion questions from the chapter after they read. The students will also need to do experiments that coordinate with what they're reading about in the textbook. Some of the texts mentioned above will already have experiments suggested for them, but for others, you'll need to acquire experiments from another source. So the Home Scientist has a great line of high school experiment kits, or you can go to an online lab software, or you can create your own. As part of each experiment, we recommend that the student completes a short lab report. These reports will be a bit more sophisticated than the reports they wrote during the middle school years. And we also recommend that at least 1 to 4 times per year, the students write a full lab report, which includes a section on research. If your students have college or STEM-related careers in their future, you should also plan for opportunities for them to listen to a lecture, whether you choose to give this lecture or if you use an outside source such as guest lecturers or YouTube videos. It's important for them to practice listening and taking notes. Second, we have exams. High school students are becoming more and more independent with their work, so testing is necessary to affirm that they have learned the concepts. Plus, they'll be expected to know how to perform on a test as they progress towards the college level. With that in mind, for the high school years, we have included exams as part of the tools you can use for high school science. The questions on these exams should be mathematical problems, multiple choice, short answers, or essay questions. Basically, they should require the student to think and draw upon the knowledge that they've gained. Third, we have events in science. High school students should also become familiar with the people and events that have shaped science. Not only will this give them a deeper appreciation for how far science has come, but it will also show them how science relates to their everyday life. There are several ways you could approach this component. Some are more rigorous than others. For a more demanding curriculum, have the students read several articles from current scientific journals that relate to what they're studying. For a more relaxed approach, have the students read books that have been written about great scientists or biographies about the greats in the field. Alternatively, you can have your high schoolers follow the news and summarize any of the topics that relate to science. Fourth, we have the in-depth science project. An in-depth science project is a bit more complex than the science fair project we discussed during the middle school years. For this project, the students will still come up with a question, do some research, make a hypothesis, design an experiment, analyze their results, and draw a conclusion, but on a much deeper level. In the middle school years, the student might have spent 4 to 6 weeks on their science fair project, but during the high school years, this in-depth science project will take about a semester to complete. The students will also look at 2 or 3 different variables, and it'll take several experiments to fully test their hypothesis. Finally, we have the research paper. Every high school student that is interested in further science study should be doing at least one research paper per year. These should take anywhere from 6 weeks to several months to complete. The student's research should be loosely associated with what they're learning for the year. So in other words, if your high schoolers are studying biology, the topic for their research paper should be related to the field of biology. The students can choose to research a major concept, or a scientist, or an important discovery within the field they're studying. Remember that this is a research paper, and so it must include a thesis statement which causes the student to form and defend an opinion about the material. The completed paper should be about 4 to 8 pages in length, and it should touch on why they chose a topic and how it affects the students, as well as thoroughly explain what they found out about the subject. Before we wrap things up, I want to say a quick word about math and science. In order to excel in the sciences, high school students will need a strong foundation in math. Many of the calculations in physics and chemistry require that the student has a working knowledge of algebra. In addition to algebra, the student who desires to go further in the sciences should aim to complete calculus in high school as well. So, in a nutshell, for the high school years, you can use textbooks with experiments, exams, events in science, in-depth science projects, and research papers to help you accomplish your goals. A good science plan for these years will give you options for each of these components, and it will make sure that these pieces relate back to the topic being studied for the week or for the unit. As you teach science each week, you will not incorporate every single one of these components. In fact, you may not even use all these tools during the high school years, depending upon your students' goals. But by regularly learning about science through textbooks and experiments, plus testing that knowledge through exams, your student will meet their graduation requirements for high school. Add in a few events in science, an in-depth science project, and a few research papers, and you will prepare your students for success with science in college. Be sure to head on over to the show notes to see several links about the components we had introduced in this episode. You can find those at elementalscience.com/blogs/podcast/thisepisode's number, which is 71. Next week, we're going to chat about what it actually looks like to use these tools to share science during the high school years. Until then, thanks for listening. I hope that you leave our time together encouraged in your homeschool journey. Let me know what you think by leaving a rating or review in iTunes or in the podcasting app you use to listen to the Tips for Homeschool Science show. I would so appreciate you taking the time to do so, as it inspires those of us who work so hard to put this podcast together for you to enjoy. And it helps others find this podcast. I would love to connect with you beyond the earbuds. You can find me at Instagram at Elemental Science, or drop me an email through the link on our website, which is elementalscience.com. I can't wait to share with you another piece of the roadmap in our next episode. But until then, I hope you have a great week playing with science. This podcast is free for you to enjoy thanks to the programs we offer at Elemental Science. Our company got its start one day over 10 years ago with a simple question. If you're doing all that work to create science curriculum for our daughter because you can't find what you needed, don't you think someone else is looking for the same thing? And with a whole lot of work, those simple plans for our homeschool became the several lines of award-winning science curricula we offer today. At Elemental Science, our goal has always been to provide you with easy-to-use science plans to help you share the wonders of science with your students. Come see how we can help you teach science at elementalscience.com.